your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. All emergency services will be suspended. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Tonight allows a release. America, a nation reborn.
Okay, here's the deal. When The Purge came out last year, I never swallowed the premise. Still, that premise could be ignored for a somewhat passable home invasion thriller the movie became. In The Purge Anarchy, the premise that the country allows 12 hours once a year for people to commit any and all crimes is the center of the story, and because it's impossible to swallow beyond an interesting thought experiment, the movie crumbles fast. This time we follow people caught on the streets of the annual purge. However, they're all insanely stupid, like taking a leisurely drive only a couple hours before the purge starts, or terribly annoying, like the headstrong teenage girl who thinks she's invincible, and I ended up not caring whether anyone survived. Trying to make a political point with the subtlety of a sledgehammer, The Purge Anarchy becomes a preachy, loud, and ugly mess that never even makes sense considering economic psychology and basic human nature. The Purge Anarchy gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.